Okay.
This is Kathy Sorkin. I'm the chair and I am calling the meeting to order. And I will start by asking Brooke to call the roll, please.
Okay. Matthew Bellows is out. Bobette Patton. Present. Kathleen Sorkin.
Present.
Present. Matthew Erker emailed said he wouldn't make it, so he is excused. Brendan O'Brien.
Here.
Cynthia Martin.
Yes, ma'am.
Byron Price is out. Brandon Bradshaw.
Present.
All right. We have a quorum. Okay.
Okay.
We have a quorum.
Yeah. All right. Okay. The next order of business is the minutes from the last meeting. I am surprised you got anything else done having done those minutes. I mean, it's a lengthy set of minutes, and I appreciate all the efforts you make to get it all down, but it's helpful. So I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
So moved.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. The ayes have it. All right. Next order of business of public comments. Do we have any tonight?
We did not receive any public comments and we do not have any attendees present at this time.
Okay. All right. I think everybody's pretty busy with summer activities. I think that's a reflection of the time of year.
Price just joined.
Oh, hi. Glad to have you, Mr. Price. All right. Well, we're not going to have mayor's comments tonight because the mayor's not with us. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That is correct. But I do have a few comments that I would like to make.
Please. We'd love to hear from you.
Wanted to advise you that the Costco development is continuing to move forward. We still think that the opening will occur October, November timeframe. In probably the next 3 weeks or so, you'll start hopefully seeing some activity on the south side. I think that the developer is getting closer to agreements, and hopefully we'll be able to make some announcements here about companies that will be on the south side of Olive. The Crescent Plumbing development, in fact, the site plan is on the agenda for council's agenda for Monday. That is going really well for us at this point, so we're hopeful that the council will approve the site plan. As a part of that, I met with the owners of Crescent Plumbing. In fact, today, one of the things that we'll be bringing back to the EDRST board is a proposed project for beautification. We want to do some enhancements to the landscaping. We're looking at it from a perspective of creating bookends. One will be at the Olive Kingsland area where Crescent Plumbing is located. And then the other will be at the Olive and I-170 area. We hope to bring that actually back to you during your next meeting for consideration. We would like to engage a landscape architect. So when people are, that would help with the design of the project. And I mentioned that we have met with Crescent Plumbing today, and they are very supportive of that enhanced landscaping beautification project. So we're creating, hopefully we'll create standards that will traverse the entire Olive corridor. Is what we're looking to achieve.
Good. Excellent.
Two other things, real briefly. True Hotel is moving forward. You should see some activity at the Planning Commission meeting as well as the council here pretty soon with the site plan reviews and hopefully approvals. And Brooke is also the staff liaison to the Housing and Third Ward Revitalization Task Force, which kicked off last month. And Brooke, their next meeting is?
It is July 17th.
17th, okay.
If I'm not mistaken, 18th. So
that,
yeah,
that project is starting to advance, and we're looking forward to receiving the recommendations from the task force. And that completes my comments, unless you have
questions. I got a quick question.
Oh, we got the chair of that task force with us.
You mentioned another project about 170.
Right.
What exactly is that?
We're looking at creating two beautification projects. One is at Olive and I-170, and then the other will be at roughly Olive and Kingsland. And the idea is to create those standards so that eventually we beautify the entire Olive corridor, but we have to start somewhere. And those are the main entry points off of Olive into University City. So we really want to work hard to make a statement at those in those areas.
Okay. May I ask, is anything planned along those same lines with all the activity around Del Mar in the Innerbelt? It's again another major entry point. Not to take anything away from Olive, but it's another one, and it's shabby, you know, right now would be the best way to describe it. And maybe you could tell us what all is going on there.
We're interested in doing a project near that inner belt of mm-hmm. Delmore and I-170. We targeted these areas on Olive first because there's already construction activity. So we're sure. We'll be able to gain economies of scale by using maybe some of the vendors that the Crescent Plumbing is using, as well as the markets at Olive, as you know, Larry Chapman and his group will be, mm-hmm. Seneca will be using as well. So that's the game plan. After we at least get that project advancing, we'll start taking a very close look at the Delmore and I-170.
That's great. By the way, I drove by Olive and I-170 today, and there are blooming flowers getting planted in the public areas adjacent to the highway, so the entrance to the highway. So it was like, wow, this is great. It looked good. So, all right. Does anybody have any other questions or comments related to that? Okay, then we're going to move forward and on our old business. And if Brooke, you would kind of take us through briefly your report on the projects that were funded in fiscal year 2022, please.
Yes. So since we concluded fiscal year 22, I wanted to make sure to bring back information on the projects that we funded for that year. Being that one of our first meetings, it was brought up how no one was bringing that information back to the board. So I want to make sure that we make that a habit at this point. So we only funded three projects or three entities for fiscal year 2022. Which were the three, as we label them, entitlement organizations. They're the three entities that you all have provided funding to consistently, at least for the past 5 years or so. So that was U-City and Bloom at $50,573, the U-City Farmers Market at $28,000, and then Mannequins in the Loop at $15,000. So for U-City and Bloom, they to date have been reimbursed a total of $37,929. I am expecting their final invoice for fiscal year 22 to come in within the next month, which will exhaust all of their funding. As a reminder, their project includes planting and maintaining the Delmar Loop planters, garden maintenance of 9 gardens along Olive, maintenance of trees and tree pits along Olive, and maintenance of planters along Olive. I did speak with Judy Prangy a couple of weeks ago, and she did mention that they intend to ask for an increase in funding for fiscal year 23. She didn't, I want to say she said 5%, but don't hold me to that. And I think it's just with everything, the cost for everything is going up, you know, supply chain issues, et cetera. So they will be seeking an increase when they apply for funds, their funds in fiscal year 23. The U City Farmers Market, which is awarded funding annually to put on the farmers market, which is the purchase of local farm and food products, as well as a few programs that they have for citizens, residents and non-residents. They were awarded $28,000 and they have exhausted their funds. They submitted their full year of reimbursement requests last week. So we got those processed before the end of the fiscal year, and their check has been mailed out. So they completed what they said they were going to do. The last organization, Mannequins in the Loop, which was awarded $15,000, and they have been reimbursed completely for their expenditures as well. The mannequins were on display from May 21st through June 12th of this year. And due to the popularity of the public art installation, they were able to expand their footprint. So if you drove down Delmar, you may have noticed that the mannequins were actually further down this year. And it's just become very popular, and they actually award scholarships through this public art installation as well. So those were the only projects that we funded. I didn't include this in the report, but I will provide a verbal update on that facade improvement program. Last time we spoke, we still had 3 projects that were open from fiscal year 20, if I'm not mistaken. They are still open. They are running into the supply chain issues as well. So I am working with them to hopefully get those closed. And then with the new fiscal year, we will be preparing to start accepting applications for the funding that was allocated for fiscal year 23. I haven't put a schedule or a calendar together for that just yet, but that will be upcoming as well.
And Brooke, how do owners of businesses learn about the facade improvement program? How does the word get out?
So I'm not sure how the word got out in the past. I intend to do some aggressive marketing, if you will. That was part of the reason why we included extra funds in our budget for marketing. So once we get the schedule in place, and between myself and hopefully the staff that is on board at that time, we will be aggressively marketing, because I know this board expressed initially the desire to reach entities that had not ever received funding before. So we're going to be aggressive in the marketing. I don't know exactly what that will look like, but I'm certain that I can put together a marketing plan for you guys and share that. So that, and if you have any recommendations, please feel free to share it as well.
Obviously the, in the loop, they have, some social media that's reaching people who subscribe to it. It doesn't reach, mm-hmm. You don't subscribe, you don't get it. But do you have, or will you develop a database so that, at one point you kind of go through and find out who all these businesses are and have contact information, and you can do blast emails or...
Well, we actually
go to the radio. I'm just curious how you.
For the database question, I believe that Jessica Bueller does have a citywide database of all the businesses in the city. So I would certainly kind of tap her for that. Sure. We have our social media as well, the city's social mm-hmm. media websites, the city's website, the community newsletter that goes out every week. We would utilize all those sources. Radio, not opposed to it, but radio slots can be very expensive. So that would be certainly something that I would have to make sure.
I was thinking more of interview. You know, you get interviewed by NPR or whatever about this is a new program and this is all the wonderful things happening in U City and, you know, that kind of thing where it winds up being free.
But okay, I can certainly discuss what that looks like with the city manager, and then based on the outcome of that conversation, let you all know. Anything that's free, of course, we will. I'm more than happy to use anything that's free. I know that Jessica has some connections with you know, media outlets. I don't know if they charge when they mention blurbs on the news about us. I just know that radio ads, though, can get very expensive.
Right. It may be, come under the heading of public service announcements or whatever. So, okay, sounds good. All right, I have one other question. If we're finished with that, I think we need to head into the second item, which was the application process. And I was curious, do you as a city staff have a preference of, you know, this kind of automatic renewal versus a three-year application, and which one, you know, best serves everybody's interests, the organizations and the cities? And then kind of a two-part question, things can and should evolve sometimes where maybe whether it's U City and Bloom starts to expand and do some things. I'm just making stuff up, some stuff, more things on Olive or North and South where it's, you know, expanding. Are they, you know, I don't want to freeze them to the point that they can't come back and say, we have a new work program proposed that would expand what we were doing, but it's going to cost a little more than what we've had in the past. So if you could kind of address that.
Yes. So the two options that I provided, either one of those would allow for either of these three entities to come back if they are looking to change programming or add to programming and request additional money. When they do that, they would then have to complete an application explaining what this new program is to bring it back to you guys. But for the sake of efficiency, when it comes to, again, these three organizations, because we are funding the exact same activities year after year, typically at the same amount, it would be easier if it was just an automatic renewal, which means that if they've been completely reimbursed from the previous year, which does require them to submit their end of year expenditure report, proof of payment or proof of invoices. So as long as they submit that information at the end of the year, and that is consistent with what they did, what they have been doing, then it would be an automatic renewal. Now, if there has been some type of discrepancy where they decided, well, no, we're not going to put planters on Olive, we're going to go and put planters on another street, and that's not part of what they were approved for, then at that point they would be, they would have to go back through the application process again. I don't want to call it a punishment, if you will, but they would be, if they're not doing what they said they were going to do, then they would have to start reapplying every year like they've been doing. But ideally, because they're doing, especially with U City and Bloom, because the other difficulty with at least U City and Bloom is that they're not running on the fiscal year that we're running on. So as I mentioned, I'm still expecting one invoice that should come in no later than the end of July / the beginning of August, but that puts us now in a new fiscal year. And so it would just be easier. It would be more efficient for staff, but and only for these three entities that are, again, being funded at the same level for the same activities.
So let's say U City and Bloom wants to just continue doing what they were doing, but they also have something new. Could they automatically get renewed for their base, let's call it the base scope of work?
Yes.
And then they have this new thing for an additional $5,000, but they would apply for that, but the rest of it would automatically, in a streamlined way, refund itself? Is that?
Renew, yes. That's exactly, that would be my vision for it. Perfect. So right now, take U City and Bloom. They did, while they are talking about the same activities, they are asking for a 5% increase. Mm-hmm. So they will still submit a proposal telling me we still intend to do these activities. This is the amount that's being requested. Now, because they are asking for an increase, I would bring that back to you guys.
Sure.
But if they weren't asking for an increase, we've already put it in our budget. We included it in our budget. And so this would just, again, because we don't meet monthly mm-hmm. or weekly, we meet quarterly. This would just make sure there's no gap in the process, specifically for U City and Bloom, because they do a lot of maintenance work for us. So if there's mm-hmm. any lapse, like we almost experienced last year, if there's any lapse, then, you know, there's the possibility that they have to stop the work that they're doing.
Sure.
If you guys recall, that's why we had to have that
emergency meeting.
And we didn't have a quorum. And then we had to have an emergency meeting with the council because their funds had gotten to a point of being critical. And that's also something that I intend to work with the organizations on administratively, is when they're getting these reports to me, because I got a full year's worth of report to last week that I had mm-hmm. to process in a day. And this is me verifying the, you know, matching receipts and everything, mm-hmm. as opposed to that organization submitting those reports monthly or quarterly. They gave me 12 at one time. Sure. So, you know, that's something that I intend to work with them on, to make sure that they are submitting their information at regular intervals so that they're getting reimbursed. But okay. for the sake of the approval, it would just be more efficient, as long as they don't intend to change anything. Again, they would get their base level of funding. If they intend to ask for more money, or if they intend to implement a new program, or if Houston and Bloom wants to add one additional street to the work that they're doing, any change would then be required to come back to the board.
Okay. All right. Does anybody else on the board have any questions regarding this?
I just had a question. Is there any allowance for these multi-year renewed grants? Let's take the U City and Bloom, for example. And Brooke, I think you said they were thinking about potentially asking for an additional 5%, and that's just covering cost of living. Is there not either a contingency or a less formal way for them to ask for that, like not having to fill out a whole application because they're asking for a 5% increase to cover cost of doing business today versus when they originally asked for the funding? Is there any allowance for that, or do they actually have to go back through and reapply even though they're asking just for an increase due to cost increases?
So in this instance, they will actually need to come back and reapply. And the reason being is that we budgeted their numbers at a set amount. That's what this board approved. That's what I took to the city manager, and that's what was ultimately, I believe, put into the budget. So that's a hard number. Now, if we want to account for that, I guess, in the next budget, I'm sure that's something I guess we could discuss with the city manager. But yes, it would be, because that number is set. So we don't have spending authority. So in their instance, if they're asking for 5% more, this board would need to say, okay. And then I would need to take that to the city manager for a recommendation.
That requires that a full application, not just an addendum or a
it doesn't necessarily have to be a full application. I mean, okay. I wouldn't require it. I would, of course, be the city manager may have a different opinion. I'm not sure. Mr. Rose.
Us.
Madam Chair, I was just going to comment that I think that if the you as an advisory board wanted to make a recommendation to the mayor and council to approve a certain application, maybe you title it as an entitled organization that would have the ability to apply for funding on an annual basis that would, where their base would not exceed, you know, pick a number, 5% or 6%. I would suspect that's something that I would certainly be comfortable in recommending to the mayor and council as well.
Okay.
And Mr. Rose, I don't mean to complicate things there or anything, but we know that with supply chain and things, costs are going up, and to just maintain their programming, they're going to need some kind of buffer there.
Right.
Think how to.
You're right, Cynthia. Yeah. Is that something we can do tonight?
I believe that's something that you have a quorum, so you could vote
on it. Okay. Cynthia, would you like to make a recommendation?
I'm not sure how to word it. Mr. Rose was eloquent there. I guess that we would consider no more than 5% increase on an existing recurring funding amount to cover things like cost of doing business increases, not additional programming.
Okay, and while we're at it, are we talking about the three-year application or the kind of automatic annual renewal?
And if I need to explain the difference, if I say it's an automatic renewal, that just means they are submitting their compliance reports. Once we verified it, it goes in the budget and that's that. I provided the three-year option for some people who may not be comfortable with that. And so this, and there are, you know, when you apply for certain levels of federal funding, you may get a multi-year grant to cover certain periods. So this would be, you know, maybe they do an application in fiscal year 23, and that covers the next 3 years. And then in 3 years' time, they have to do another application and, just making sure they're still doing everything they're supposed to do. That option was just provided in case there was some hesitancy on just not taking an application. My recommendation and my preference is that they are just on auto renew unless if the money runs out for some reason or if they make changes. I just think it simplifies the process.
Just for clarification, this would still be approved by the mayor and council on an annual.
Sure, of course.
There's still some oversight to ensure that they are doing what they indicated that they would do.
Okay, Cynthia, you want to kind of recast that motion again so we're clear we're talking, if you're in agreement and everybody else is, that we consider a motion that would authorize the increase up to 5% and automatically renew these three organizations.
Yes, that's exactly. Do you need me to state that?
No, I think the recording has it.
Good.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. Is there any further discussion?
I'd like to hear what other people think about this. Are you comfortable with this kind of an allowance?
Yeah, I think it makes sense. It cuts down some of the administrative stuff, Cynthia, in my opinion. I mean, I think it makes sense.
I agree. It does make sense.
Yeah, they're always going to be approved. I mean, I think I've been on this thing for like 6 or 7 years and it's never been denied. So makes sense.
Okay.
Makes sense, Carl. I mean, second.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. We're going to call the question then. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. The ayes have it. Motion's passed. All right. Any new business? Any comments from the board on any other issues? All right. Then if hearing none, I will right now remind everybody we have a tentative date on October 6th at 6:30. Would we like to consider, before I let everybody go, do we want to consider trying to get together in person at that meeting or continue to wait? Anybody have any strong feelings?
I think you'll get better attendance on Zoom, I would think.
Yeah, and I hate, like, sometimes for, like, Brooke and Gregory having to, you know, stay back late, and they can do it from home. So I'm fine with still remote. It would be together at some point. But.
Okay. All right. So we will plan on doing that via Zoom and take it from there. All right, everyone. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Second from anybody want to second that?
Second.
All right. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And no nays? All right. The ayes have it. We are adjourned. Have a good rest of the summer, everybody. Stay cool.